Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany, Bureau Chief for Newsday, joined us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
We are engulfed in the COVID-19 pandemic in New York, now the hot spot in the world. That's New York City. And in order to deal with this pandemic, the governor's, Governor Andrew Cuomo, that is, powers have been expanded. You have a story about what those powers are and the actions he's taken.
You know, he pushed the legislature, and with a little bit of resistance, he got them to expand his powers during this emergency. And he's certainly not wasted the opportunity. He's done 50 actions and counting. There seems to be more every day. Some of those are high profile and obvious. He started with closing schools, restaurants, bars, gyms, hair salons, and then malls, bowling alleys. And then the requirement to have everyone work from home, obviously, was the most strictest. But then there was other more obscure ones, such as suspending some open meetings law requirements, allowing courts to grant defendants in some trials the ability to participate remotely, placing a moratorium on evictions for 90 days, eliminating processes to allow swift discharge or transfer of mental health patients from some facilities. So the list is pretty extensive, and by and large, he's won praise for decisive and quick actions to try to limit exposure and spread. But at times he's been accused of trampling democracy, even with some obscure things, such as how to get on the ballot for the upcoming elections, whether that's going to be in April or maybe even push back to June, and taking away opportunity for some candidates to petition and get on the ballot. So, like I say, by and large, praise, but not completely. At times, he's been accused of trying to strong-arm the legislature into actions. And we'll see what happens when maybe they return at the end of this week to do a state budget. And what does he try to get them to put into the state budget that's not related to coronavirus?
We also have a story in the paper today about something called the Burger Commission and how it relates to hospital beds, of all things.
Interestingly, a little bit more than a decade ago, under then-Governor George Pataki, the state decided to look at the total number of hospital beds and capacity, which was only running at about 65% at the time. Leaders determined that New York had an oversupply, that we were spending too much on the healthcare system, and they launched what was called the Burger Commission, which was then a vehicle to close hospital beds around the state. It started off with a target of about 4,000. That report itself was partially implemented. That resulted in bed closures and some consolidations around the state. And then there were other more high-profile closures downstate under David Patterson and continuing. So the states, at some point in about 2006, had in the ballpark of 70,000 beds, and now we're at 53,000, according to various counts. Which is kind of interesting. Now we're struggling to find enough hospital beds. They're talking about retrofitting college dorms and other things to have beds. And way back when, maybe people don't recall, New York had a lot of beds. It's just that we couldn't support them all financially.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, stay safe and healthy.
You too.